Frequently you'll hear people say, including Christians, that in the Old Testament, God seems very harsh, unrelenting, and that only in the New Testament do we see the love of God shine forth. Well, friends, here we have something very different in the reading from the prophet of Hosea in the Old Testament. When Israel was a child, I loved him, says the Lord. Out of Egypt I called my son. I drew them with human cords, with bands of love. I fostered them like one who raises an infant to his cheeks. Yet though I stooped to feed my child, they did not know that I was their healer. My heart is overwhelmed. My pity is stirred. I will not give vent to my blazing anger. I will not destroy Ephraim again. By Ephraim, is this another word for the nation of Israel? In fact, as you read the Old Testament, over and over again, God has plenty of reasons to crush the people who have turned against him. He has plenty of just reasons to wipe them out and to start over again with a new people, to make a different covenant. But over and over again, from the time of Moses to Hosea and all the prophets, you see this imagery of God whose heart has so much compassion that he begins to make excuses for his people. He just continues to speak leniency, continues to take them back again and again, even though they fail, time and time again, and never learn that lesson of fidelity. Even in the Old Testament, even though, yes, God often had to teach his people with the strictness of the law, just like parents have to teach the strictness of the law to their children and the home, at the same time we hear lines like this, God saying, my heart is overwhelmed, my pity is stirred up, I will not give vent to my blazing anger. We already see that. The God of the Old Testament is the God of the New Testament. The reading we're given today for the Feast of the Sacred Heart is the piercing of Jesus' heart with the lance on Golgotha. He has already died, and the soldier thrusts the lance into his side, and blood and water flows out. Fulfilling the prophecy of Zechariah, they will look upon him whom they've pierced. What changes with the New Testament is not that God has somehow become a God of love. He has always been a God of love. He has always been the God of compassion, of hesed and emet in the Hebrew wordage. But what we see is that God becomes human and now is able to be truly pierced by our offenses. It's like you can really only have a real relationship of love and friendship with someone when they can be vulnerable with you, when they can take a risk with you and share with you, and when something you might say might really hurt them, and they're hoping you don't hurt them, but they're taking the risk because they realize that relationships aren't automatic. In Jesus, God has a heart that can now really be hurt, able to be wounded. God takes this risk with us because that's how far he will go to call our hearts back to him after we've strayed time and time again. He who never injures us and wounds us, he who never takes advantage of us, he allows his heart to be wounded, his heart to be taken advantage of, his heart to be lied to, his heart to be betrayed, his heart to be literally wrenched open by the iron tip of the centurion. And blood and water flowed out. The heart of Jesus is so important in our life of faith, because as we come to follow Jesus and know Jesus, as truly God and truly man, we always remember that his heart is able to feel those wounds, is able to receive sadness, is able to be hurt. And just as we see on the cross how much our sins hurt the Lord, so we also see the flip side of that. How much our love and affection give him joy. How much when we give our hearts to him and console his heart, how much it delights God. Just as Mary at the cross consoled Jesus by looking upon him with love, allowing her heart to be broken open in love for God's people, and willing what Christ willed, willing the salvation of the world with her Son, willing to enter into suffering, even to have one's heart broken open for the sake of saving someone else. Friends, today is a beautiful day as we celebrate the Eucharist to thank Jesus in the image of the Sacred Heart, that despite all the times that we have wounded his heart, he has not closed it to us. We thank the Lord for that today. And we also rejoice in the grace of God who has given us the Holy Spirit to love Jesus, to console his heart, to become his friends. And we give thanks for the great mystery that this friendship will never end. This great joy and peace that God has given us grows day by day as we trust in Jesus and in the goodness of his Sacred Heart. Let us lift up this Eucharist together now with great thanksgiving and great love. For God, who loved us from the foundation of the world, from God who literally opened his heart to us and took the risk of loving us, even unto death. Even unto death.